Good morning and welcome to our podcast. We are here at our school and I'm teaching our Bible class this morning. We're talking this week about Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That tells me if you need to renew your mind so that you can prove the perfect, acceptable will of God, then if you don't renew your mind, you will not prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God for your life. There is a calling on your life. Every single person born on this world is born for a purpose. You are specifically designed. God loves you. He has a plan for your life, and we're going to do it. In the name of Jesus, we are going to transform our mind. We're not going to sit around and think like the world thinks. We're going to figure out what does God say about this situation, and we're going to think the way God says to think. It's not always easy because you've been taught certain things. I was taught I just had to be nice, I had to be nice, I had to be nice, I had to be nice. I had to be a doormat. I had to let everybody run over me. I had to let everybody have their way. I had to be polite about it, even when people were taking my money or even when they were, using me for their own purposes or monopolizing my time where I couldn't get the things done that I wanted to get done. Everybody was doing that. And I just sat there and took it because that was what a good godly girl did. And then one day Jesus showed me. He sacrificed his life because he wanted to, not because anybody took it from him. And I changed my life. That day I decided, oh my gosh, if I want to do it, I'll do it. And if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. And that's the choice I get to make. I can be angry and not sin. I'm going to do that. The enemy, the spirit of religion, wants to lull you into a state of non-resistance where you will just sit there and shut your mouth and be a good little Christian person and don't say anything, even when everything around you is wrong and you know it. Just be quiet. Don't say nothing. You don't want to offend anybody. You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. That's not what love does. Love is very offensive. As a matter of fact, God says, because of God, this is going to turn brother against brother and mother against child and all these things. It's going to cause strife. It's not going to cause this, all this little peace and just this ridiculous love, just this perversion of scripture, of truth. It's not going to do that. To be transformed is one of the most powerful things you can do. It will empower you to be able to make decisions, to be able to decide what you want to do and follow through with it. When your mind is transformed, when you're thinking the way God wants you to think and not the way the world says you have to think, you are going to be empowered. The world wants you to think that somebody else has power to control you. They don't. Unless you give it to them. You can literally give everybody the power to control your thoughts, control your mind, control your dreams, control your future and your expectations and what you think you can accomplish. If you share your dreams with the wrong people, they're going to tell you why you can't have that. Oh, they'll say, oh, that's nice. Oh, that'll be wonderful when you have that. In a condescending voice, letting you know that they don't think you're capable of having anything. That's the world system. Because they gave up on their dreams a long time ago. And they don't want you to get your hopes up in thinking you can have something. Because they don't want you to feel as hurt and crushed as they are. So they will literally try to stop you from dreaming. That's like the crabs. You put all the crabs in a bucket and one of them starts climbing out. This bucket of crabs is about to be boiled. They're going to all die, right? And one of them will start climbing out and the other crabs will reach up there and grab it and pull it back into the bucket. Instead of pushing him out and helping him get freedom so that they can all get out and get some freedom. They won't do it. And that's what the world is like. They won't push you out and help you get freedom. They're miserable. They're broken. They don't think that it's going to work. They've given up on their hopes and their dreams. And so they reach up there and grab you and try to keep you down there with them so that you can all die broke together. That's the world. They can't stop you. If you have a vision and it is clear, the Bible says, write down the vision. Make it clear. He told Abraham, he said, Abraham, look at the stars. That's how many kids you're going to have. Look at the stars. Count them. Every night when you're outside, look at the stars and try to count them. That's how many kids you're going to have, Abraham. During the day when the stars weren't there, Abraham, look at the sand. Look at the sand, Abraham. That's how many kids you're going to have. He wanted Abraham to keep that vision in front of his face day and night. Because he knew that if Abraham kept that vision in front of his face day and night, Abraham would be the father of many nations. And today, he is the father of many nations. All the Christians, all the Jews, all the Muslims, they all call him Father Abraham. But God had him keep that vision in front of his face while everybody else in the world was saying it couldn't happen. He didn't have any children at all. He was 100 years old. You could have asked anybody that he knew, was it possible that Abraham was going to be the father of many nations? And they would have said no. He doesn't even have a child. His wife is barren. It cannot be. But God says, keep believing. Believe. If you have faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Keep that vision in front of your face. Don't let it depart from your mouth. That means don't let it leave your mouth. Always say, I'm going to be successful. I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to be at peace. I'm going to be a blessing. I'm going to be whatever it is. Keep it in your mouth. Don't let it leave your mouth. The only one that can stop you is you. You're the only one. You, not your mom, not your dad, not your grandmother, not your best friend, not your neighbor, not your boss, not your preacher, nobody. The only person that can stop you from fulfilling everything that you desire in your heart, because the Bible says God gave you those desires in your heart. The only person that can keep you from becoming great and being everything you want to be is you. So don't think you're going to get to heaven and blame somebody else. You and God don't need anybody else. And it's His plan. Those things you dream of, that's God's plan. He put that in you. Everybody ain't dreaming of that, so that's not normal. That's not just everybody's that way. Everybody has a nose. Well, actually, they don't. But a lot of people do. But nobody's noses look alike. Nobody's noses work just alike. Go out to eat with Carol Tipton. And she will sit there and tell you all the seasonings in the food that you're sitting there eating. I don't even taste them. I know it tastes good. Probably why I'm not a good cook. Probably why she is. That's something God did in her that's unique. Everybody don't have that. It could be anything. You're unique. And God did that. Because He knows what you're going to want to do with your life. And He made sure you had everything you needed before you got here. He knew Adam would need gold. He put it in the garden before he ever put Adam in the garden. He knew Jesus would need money. He had kings looking for him before he was even born to give him the money. What you need has already been provided for you too. The reason we get up in the morning and go forward and do what we're doing is because there's a lot for us to do. Being great is going to take a little bit of, you know, us getting up and trying to do something. He says, I give you a hope and a future and an expected end. God wants you to have dreams and plans of where you're going to end up. He wants you to dream of where you're going to live. He wants you to imagine where you're going to vacation. He wants you to imagine your family. He wants you to imagine your business. He wants you to project. He wants you to believe for it. He wants you to achieve it. There's no glory in him having all of his children being run down, broken, sick, and crazy. There's no glory for God in that. The glory for God comes when his children are glorified. When you're successful and you say, well, you know, the Lord, from when I was a child, the Lord had me believe in God that I was going to be able to do this and that or whatever. I always knew that's what I was going to do. And I just followed his instructions. I wrote it down. I kept it in front of my face. I prayed about it. I believed for it. I spoke it. I did all the things he told me to do. And there you are, living the dream. Whatever that looks like to you, it's going to be different because you're different. But it's going to be perfect for you. That's what God does. He provides perfectly for each one of us because we're unique. Our plans are unique. I know so many women that are in ministry, and not one of them is doing what I'm trying to do. Not one of them. One of them wants to reach this group of people. One of these wants to save these souls over here. One of them wants to pastor a local church. One of them wants to gather women all the time. Everybody has something different, and none of them are doing what I'm trying to do. Even though we're all women and we're all in the ministry, not one of them is trying to do what I'm trying to do. I've not met her yet. And I know a lot of them. So even the people that are trying to do something very similar to what you're doing, it's not going to be the same. Your journey is unique. Because you're unique. And you're literally unstoppable. Don't give your power and authority to somebody else. The devil will usurp your authority. He wants you to think you don't have any. He wants you to think that you're meaningless, that you're small, that you're never going to amount to nothing, that you're a loser. He wants you to think that way so that he can tell you what to say and do, and then you'll just do it because out of hopelessness, you'll say ridiculously hopeless things. Out of feeling like there's no way for you to get out of this, after feeling like there's no way for you to be successful, he'll use you to condemn other people for trying. He'll use you to say tacky things. He'll use you because you're not using your own authority. He will take your authority and use it. He will control you with it and then use it to try to destroy the world because you're the one with all the power. Jesus took the keys of hell and death and gave them to us. We're the heirs of this world. This world belongs to the church. Don't give your authority to somebody else to use against you. Okay? Okay. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you enjoyed it. If you would like to see some more of my stuff or follow me on social media, you can go to dollybarker.com. And my link tree, I believe, is on there. And I hope you have a wonderful day. See you next time.